This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The thing they hate the most about InfoWars, folks, is really not our political coverage. Our political coverage is just a method of exposing the Satanists and devil trying to destroy humanity and us trying to channel God and get you in touch with God, Alex. That's what they really hate.
Well, you're absolutely right. And God wants humanity to ask for the blueprints to Satan's plan so that we can stop it. Because God is a free will God and is the true God, the one God. And that's what this comes down to, is that literally the enemy blueprint is in front of us. It's an anti-human blueprint. It's a wood-chipping machine to destroy all of us, and we must stand against it. And I'm glad you're pointing that out, because covering all the politics is only a way to show people the enemy's design. It is a good versus evil paradigm. That's what it comes down to. Why would the left channel, even where I've been on vacation for 5 days at this particular hotel, they have like a gay wedding here, and you've got a bunch of Muslims here at the same time who are sitting there with their women wearing burqas and hijabs and looking disgustingly at these gay men, and the gay men all kissing their ass right next to them. And you just have to understand, that's two cultures that don't even get along but aren't even on the same wavelength, except they're both destructive. And the left is trying to bring all this in. They're trying to set all this up. They're trying to do this. There's another article on Infowars.com in Germany where the woman's murdered by a Muslim. So a Muslim goes to the wedding, goes to the funeral. This is a wedding of death, and screams Allah Akbar. And as you mentioned, YouTube censoring bad reviews of leftist movies. I mean, this is where they're going. And then I didn't even get into this. I'll cover it with, you obviously tomorrow and Paul Watson. I'll be back tomorrow, but I've got to deal with the depositions. AOC saying America's garbage. You can't fix capitalism. Well, then move to Venezuela. But it's bigger than that. Yeah, she wears his honor clothes. Yeah, she flies in private jets. Yeah, she wears all these fancy outfits and drives around in the SUVs. It's about she's a god and you're a slave, and it's about flaunting it and breaking your will. But the good news is her corruption is boiled over, and the Justice Department isn't under full Democrat control. You know, in the past, an AOC, like a Maxine Waters, she's an older AOC, could steal hundreds of millions of dollars, give tens of millions to her husband's failed bank directly, because they control the Justice Department. That's why they're so scared, is their Chi-Com deals and their money laundering and their banker bailouts and the scams they've run are coming to an end. And so here she is keeping millions of dollars, not a million, it's millions of dollars of $18 million she got, not declaring she's in a PAC, not declaring she kept the money, not declaring it's paying for her house or car. Meanwhile, number two documentary filmmaker in history gives 20-something thousand to friends to give to a Senate campaign. Technically illegal, didn't fill out the paperwork. He goes to jail for 9 months. He's on probation for 2 years. Dinesh D'Souza, she does nothing in the same state of New York. But we're going to continue to expose this hypocrisy, and that's what's so key. So, Owen, I salute you, and I thank you. You know, I didn't get to power versus character, but there's no time to get to that now. But I'm going to take something for tomorrow's show, power versus character. Power is just raw power to burn something down. What is character? Character means you have a program that perseveres, that you're actually committed to, and that you are an individual tied into something greater, carrying out a larger operation. And it's character, real character, good character, not evil character. As I should point out, there's bad character and good character. It's like evil people will go out of their way to screw somebody over, even if it would help them in the short term, in the long term, to do something good. They can't do good because their character is evil. Well, those of us whose character is good, we have this tendency to not want to be arrogant. We have this tendency to think that it's arrogant if we're leaders, that we're trying to force our way to the front. No, we're not looking for power. We already built the planet, built the country, built everything with God's help. We're made in the image of God. And so it's absolutely imperative, and it's time that we realize the big picture and decide which side we're on. So, Owen, I'm going to throw this back to you and the great job you're doing. I want to just encourage everybody to remember about your financial health, getting a T-shirt, getting a book, getting a film. We will not be here. InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you. Back to Owen and the fourth hour host and more. Again, and I'll be back tomorrow with Owen, Paul Watson, and more. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Alex Jones. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Paul Joseph Watson takes over the Alex Jones Show now before the War Room starts at 3 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show.
My Leaps and My Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show, right as the latest round of Brexit votes is happening in the UK Parliament. Of course, I've been saying for months that Brexit is not going to happen. It's been a planned sabotage from the very beginning. So last night, basically, the Prime Minister of the UK, Theresa May, went to the EU, once again, with no foundation for any negotiation whatsoever. She's already basically ruled out no deals, so she holds no cards whatsoever in this entire process, because she's a globalist who planned to sabotage the deal from the very beginning. So she went to Juncker, she went to the EU, and tried to get assurances that the United Kingdom would not remain in the customs union going forward as this supposed new trade deal with the EU was worked out. And after the UK officially left the EU, which was initially planned to happen on the 29th of March, now she came back after that meeting and said that she'd got a legally binding assurance that the UK would not remain in the customs union as a result of the hard border on the island of Ireland. She presented that publicly, and she lied once again, because the QC there studied it, the Attorney General in the UK studied it, and said, this is not legally binding. Basically, the UK would have to go once again begging to the EU to be let out of the European Union. It wasn't a legally binding agreement. That became widely known in the hours after she announced it and lied to the British public once again. Now they're having the vote on whether to accept that Brexit deal, and she's going to lose the vote once again by as many as 100 votes, and she's still probably going to remain in power, unbelievably. There's another vote tomorrow, I believe, on whether there's to take no deal off the table. Again, when we voted to leave the European Union, it was a straight, direct question. Do you want to leave the European Union? It wasn't, do you want no deal? Do you want a deal? It was to leave the European Union. The best situation for the United Kingdom to forge itself going forward and to make new trade deals would to leave on the 29th of March with no deal. We'd save $39 billion. Theresa May and the Conservatives would save political face, but again, they don't care about that because the majority of them are Europhiles and want to stay in the European Union. They want to override the democratic will of 17.4 million British people who voted to leave the European Union. So they're going to have a vote on that. It's taking place right now, actually. She's going to lose it. Then they're going to have a vote on delaying the Brexit negotiations, the date on which we leave once again. So that will probably go through. The vote to take no deal off the table, again, betraying the vast majority of the people who voted for leave. That will probably pass, so they'll take no deal off the table. Then Theresa May, once again, will have to go begging to the European Union, cap in hand, for another crappy deal. So we'll continue to monitor that. Jacob Rees-Mogg, who, of course, is one of the senior Brexiteers in the Conservative Party, says he will be voting against the deal. He told the Press Association, "I'll be voting against the government this evening. I expect the majority of the ERG, which is the pro-Brexiteer European Research Group, will vote against the deal. So it's not going to pass. I've said from the start, they're going to delay Brexit to the point where it becomes untenable to leave. That was the plan from the very beginning. Even if by some miracle now we do leave the European Union, they'll make it so horrific that we'll just be forced to rejoin within 2 years." And that's the example, as the president of the EU said, I think it was the president last night, that they want to use the United Kingdom as the example on what happens when countries try to leave this authoritarian bureaucracy. So if you make it as hard as possible, if you make it as painful as possible, none of these other Eurosceptic forces throughout Europe, which are growing, will even want to consider their countries leaving the European Union. So it's all about the threat of a good example, and it's about punishing countries who try to leave this Byzantine authoritarian bureaucracy. So we'll continue to monitor that as it comes in, but it's almost certain that she'll lose the vote, and by a good 100 votes at least, probably. Now, President Trump has come out today in a Breitbart interview on the subject of big tech. Headline: Donald Trump accuses tech giants of colluding with Democrats. President Donald Trump accused companies like Facebook, Twitter, and Google of colluding with Democrats to censor his supporters online to their political advantage. Trump said, quote, "Actually, it's incredible I won the election because, you know, it was so rigged against me. It wasn't Russians. Russia collusion was a delusion. But what there is there was collusion between Democrats and these tech companies," which is right. And he's right to say that. He went on to say, "Twitter's horrible. What they're doing to people, they're blanking them out. What's going on with Twitter is terrible for conservatives." Of course, last night we had Zero Hedge, which is one of the biggest non-corporate news websites on the internet, be directly censored by Facebook. Their accounts weren't removed. They've removed the ability for anyone to post a link to a Zero Hedge article on Facebook. From what I checked as of a couple of hours ago, that has now been corrected. They've flipped it back, and you can actually post Zero Hedge articles on Facebook. That is another chilling insight as to where they're going to go next. Outright banning URLs completely to completely legitimate non-corporate news websites, which gets millions of viewers every day. But here's the problem with what Trump said to Breitbart. He was asked by Breitbart news reporter Charlie Spearing about how he planned to fight tech bias in the 2020 election. He replied, quote, "You fight it by just being good. You've got to be really good. It's much harder for a conservative Republican to win than it is for a liberal Democrat." So the executive order that we were promised months and months ago is not happening. It hasn't happened. There were rumors that it was going to be part of his 2020 campaign platform after he won, too little, too late. And now Trump is saying that although he acknowledges that Twitter is blacklisting conservatives, that they're in violation of Section 230 of the Communications Act, which decrees that social media networks like Twitter and Facebook have to act as platforms and not publishers. As soon as they act as publishers in curating content, in banning users without proper justification, which is brazenly proven at this point, they lose immunity under Section 230 for the content posted on their website. So then they become legally liable for all that content. It's very simple to have an executive order to put that into force and to tighten that up. It's not happening. Trump's basically said, just be good. Whatever that means, I don't know. Behave yourself and then maybe you won't get banned. Don't be too instrumental in trying to convince people to vote for Donald Trump in the 2020 election. Maybe that will, you know, prevent you from being banned. Just being good isn't a solution. Now, Mike Cernovich reacted to this strongly, and he's still talking about it on Twitter. He tweeted, quote, "I could peel off enough votes from Trump to cost him 2020. And that's exactly how I'm thinking if he doesn't do his executive order on free speech. He must also order Treasury to issue regulations prohibiting discriminating against conservatives in banking." We've seen numerous examples of that over the past few months. Of course, PayPal banned InfoWars last year. Laura Loomer had her account shut down at one point. I think it was Joe Biggs who had a problem with his bank account at one point. Martina Marcota had her bank account shut down by Chase because of political reasons. So again, it's not just about big tech, it's about big banking shutting down conservatives for their political opinions. That is brazen discrimination. That has to stop. But Trump's come out and said, just be good. Just be good. So Mike Cernovich is now seriously considering running for president to take off enough, to take away enough votes from Trump that will cost him the 2020 election. Now, of course, that is a political threat at this point. It's designed to get attention to for the push for this executive order, which we were promised for months and months and which has not happened. And from Trump's latest statements, it's very unlikely that it is going to happen any time before the election. So now Trump's base is revolting. We saw Ann Coulter challenging Trump on the wall and him hitting back at her, calling her basically crazy. Now Cernovich says, I brought a lot of votes to Trump. People who found me recently have no idea those votes. Go with me and I get even more votes, you'll see. So he's threatening to run against Trump if this executive order is not introduced. This is the...
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's been 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. insurance. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to go to a video here in a moment, which I put out a couple of months ago, about the amazing number of cases, the incredible number of cases of Westerners who travel abroad, and specifically, in many cases, tragically, women, who travel abroad to very dangerous countries with this mindset that the world is just a utopian playground and it's completely peaceful and that these countries are not dangerous and that they're not full of dangerous people. And they go there trying to spread this message of love and peace and understanding, and in many cases they end up dead, raped, murdered, slaughtered. We saw it a couple of months ago with the two Scandinavian women in Morocco, horrifically beheaded by ISIS on tape. Denmark responded to that by prosecuting the people who shared the video. I think people need to see that video to emphasize this point. We've got another example, tragically, of this today, where a woman was found dead after hiking in Guatemala, which has a huge violent crime and violent rape problem. But to preface this, let's first take a look at all the other recent cases of cultural relativism where you have these people, mainly females, traveling abroad with this deluded mindset that the world is not a dangerous place, they don't take proper precautions, and they end up raped and murdered. Here is that video, and we'll be back. Yep. It happened again. A left-wing couple travelled to a dangerous country to spread love. They ignored government warnings that violent crime and terrorism were commonplace, and they ended up being abducted and possibly killed. Now, the following is unconfirmed, but it's circulating on social media. Apparently, Edith Blaise, a Canadian citizen, posted a picture of herself on Facebook holding an Iraq sign in Arabic, alongside the following words: "Hitchhiking Iraq. I just wanted to share that there is love and warmth everywhere in the world. You just need the wisdom and courage to reach out and grasp it. Open your minds and hearts. We are the people showing others that the world is a place in which solo females can travel to its far corners. Happy 2019. Let's hit the road." She hit the road with her boyfriend, traveling through Mali and Burkina Faso with the intention of reaching Togo to carry out environmentalist activist work. They ignored a government travel advisory warning to avoid all unnecessary travel to Burkina Faso. They travelled there despite a 2016 Islamic terror attack in the country's capital that killed six Canadians. They ignored a government travel warning to, quote, avoid all travel to Mali due to the severe threat of terrorism and violent carjackings. They ignored a Global Affairs Canada warning that armed criminals don't hesitate to shoot at vehicles to stop and rob their occupants. Such incidents can happen day or night on both main and secondary roads. On December 15th, all communications with their families abruptly ceased, and the couple have been missing ever since. They were likely kidnapped and held for ransom, if not murdered in cold blood. Two more victims of cultural relativism. The quixotic, progressive, utopian fantasy that all cultures are equal, and that our negative view of some parts of the world is just a manifestation of our own inherent racism. But the reality is quite different. Not all cultures are equal. Some cultures are better than others. Not all countries are safe. Some countries are safer than others. The most dangerous countries in the world are almost exclusively located in the Middle East and Africa. Don't believe me? Just look at any list. The Middle East and Africa. The same two continents from which Europe is accepting millions and millions of migrants. And while leftists like CNN's Anna Navarro can file their nails and roll their eyes, the fact remains. This is why we have
borders to keep out violent criminals and terrorists. Borders work. Walls work.
Walls work.
But if you import people from violent cultures and dangerous countries, then your own society is going to become more violent and more dangerous. You can't argue with that fact. Now, obviously, this isn't to say that you should just live like a hermit in fear and never travel anywhere. But if you visit violent, crime-ridden, poverty-stricken countries as a Westerner, with the pie-in-the-sky belief that everyone is as tolerant, open-minded, and peaceful as progressives make out, with the urge to vacation in shithole countries just so you can come back and virtue signal about it to all your lefty friends, then eventually you're gonna run into trouble. And it's not just anecdotal evidence that strongly suggests these people put themselves at risk because of their erroneous innate progressive beliefs. There's science to back it up. A study by the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, reported on by Scientific American, found that conservatives are more attuned than liberals to assessing potential threats. How many more examples of this do we need to see before liberals accept that their utopian view of the world is a complete self-delusion? Two Scandinavian tourists who went hiking in Morocco, one of whom posted an anti-Islamophobia video and urged her followers to not judge people by their appearance, raped and beheaded by Islamic terrorists. Swedish supporter of multiculturalism and a strong advocate of mass immigration, member of a Facebook page called We Like Diversity, raped and killed by an Ethiopian immigrant and dumped in a forest. Left-wing American couple who cycled through the Middle East and the Balkans, wrote blogs about how evil is a make-believe concept born out of Westerners' bigoted views of other cultures. Mowed down and stabbed to death by Islamic terrorists. Italian performance artist who said she would hitchhike from Italy to the Middle East to, quote, send a message of peace and marriage between different peoples and nations. Raped and strangled to death. Belgian psychologist who worked with failed asylum seekers in Sweden to prevent their deportation. Mowed down by a truck driven by a failed asylum seeker in Sweden. Liberal activist who travelled to Haiti to raise awareness about violence against women while decrying the racism of Westerners towards black men. Held on a rooftop and repeatedly raped by a black man. Female interpreter working on a documentary about the plight of vulnerable refugees. Raped by refugees. There are more examples in my previous video, which is linked in the description. Evil exists in the world. Danger exists in the world. And those two things are more likely to exist in certain parts of the world than others. And just because the BBC, or the Guardian, or MSNBC, or the Huffington Post tells you that such beliefs are only held by racists doesn't make them any less true. Projecting your own fanciful, progressive worldview onto other cultures doesn't eliminate the negative aspects of those cultures. It only increases the chance of you becoming another victim.
That video is called It Happened Again. It's up on YouTube, and maybe it happened again. We've got another story about this today up on Infowars.com, which I'll get into in depth after the break, because we've got about a minute left here. But here's another headline, related headline, out of the New York Post. Americans are traveling alone more than ever. Solo travel is indisputably on the rise, as nearly one in four Americans prefers to travel alone, according to new research. So again, this just goes to the atomization of society. Who would want to travel on their own anyway? How boring would that be? But more Americans are traveling alone. You've got left-wing newspapers encouraging women to go to dangerous countries and travel alone, even in light of story after story after story of them not coming home. We've got another example of that, which happened to a British woman in Guatemala. Again, probably the rape capital of South America. And we're going to get into that story right after this break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go for getting nutrients easily.
High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Before we get back into the news, I want to tell you first about the exciting new products available at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have InfoWars Life Protein Bars available at a whopping 40% off when you buy two or more boxes. Getting your protein has never been easy with InfoWars Life Protein Bars, available in both chocolate, peanut butter, and vanilla coconut flavors. Each bar is a great tasting way to get your energy and fuel on the go. I've got these protein bars. They're great. They're filling. They're tasty. And they're formulated to give you straightforward energy whenever you need it, with nutrient-packed power and no unnatural additives. And again, 40% off when you buy two or more boxes right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have, for a limited time only, InfoWars Select Storable Food Products at 50% off. That is a massive discount. With all the uncertainty in the world, it's never been so important to be prepared for a food emergency or empty shelves All InfoWars Select Foods have a shelf life of 25 years and are made with super high quality ingredients in the USA. So if nothing happens, you just eat the food and save money anyway. And you can get that. You can stock up right now. InfoWars Select storable food products. 50% off. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network. We need your support more than ever. Headline up on InfoWars.com. Cultural relativism. British woman found dead after hiking in Guatemala. And I'm reminded of the story, of course, which was published by the Huffington Post, not known as a right-wing publication. 80% of Central American women and girls are raped crossing into the US. And it made the point. This is from a Fusion investigation. 80% of women and girls crossing into the U.S. by way of Mexico are raped during their journey. That's up from a previous estimate of 60%, according to Amnesty International. And, of course, many of those women and young girls are coming from El Salvador and Guatemala, which is where this British hiker was holidaying over the past few weeks. 23-year-old British woman Catherine Shaw had set out travelling in September 2018 and was in Guatemala for 2 weeks before being reported missing on March the 5th. Her body was subsequently found. Now, the charity that was behind the search for her body, or the search for her when she went missing, were very, very insistent on coming out before the police investigation was even concluded and asserting that her death was an accident. Now, it could well have been an accident, nobody knows, but they were very keen to stress that from the start. They said that speculation she'd been raped and murdered was, quote, incredibly unhelpful, distressing, and unnecessary. Problem is that, from the reports, it sounds like she was found naked. Now, they claimed that she'd stripped off her own clothes while climbing up the side of a hiking trail, and that that was the reason why she was found dead, naked. This was before a police investigation has even been concluded, and while authorities still say that they're investigating the potential that a third party was involved in her death. So this charity was very keen to come out and stress, even though she was found naked, that she wasn't raped and murdered. And that may well be the case. But we've seen, as we saw in the video we played before the break, numerous examples of these mainly young women from Western countries going to dangerous countries, traveling alone in many cases, and not making it back. There you see the American couple who went cycling through the Balkans in the Middle East to prove that the world was a safe place. They said that our view that the world was dangerous in certain areas was merely a product of our own bigotry and racism. Through every country they traveled, they were harassed, they were robbed, in some cases attacked, and they wound up being mowed down in trucks by ISIS and then stabbed to death. ISIS made a propaganda video after the fact. There you see the two Scandinavian hikers who went to a remote region in Morocco. And again, one of them had posted a video on her Facebook page about how Muslims were being demonized as violent. It was basically a propaganda video showing a Muslim man carrying a bag. Then some police arrived. There you see the video, a screenshot of it. The police arrive to chase somebody on the street. It looks like they're chasing this Muslim guy, but they run straight past the Muslim guy with a beard and tackle the white guy with a suit and a briefcase. And Maren Euland shared this video to express her opposition to Islamophobia. She wound up getting raped and beheaded by Islamic terrorists. Now, I found the Facebook page of this British woman tragically killed in Guatemala, Catherine Shaw. And she, too, had shared links promoting open borders, and she had a bunch of likes on her Facebook page, which suggested that she had left-wing views. They were advocacy groups for environmental activism and New Age spirituality. But again, the charity responsible for helping search for this woman insists that she wasn't raped or murdered, even though she was found naked. So the police are still investigating. That remains to be seen. But the U.S. State Department, in its official travel advisory about Guatemala, says, quote, violent crimes such as armed robbery and murder is common. Gang activity such as extortion, violent street crime, and narcotics trafficking is widespread. They've had 30 years of civil war, after which sexual violence committed against women is now commonplace. That was basically instituted as a tool of war, raping women, which, of course, is why many young girls and women are fleeing to America, but even when they do, 80% of them coming through Mexico from countries including Guatemala are raped. Now, this is a serious problem. The worldview espoused by the cycling couple that we just showed an image of was, again, they did an article in the New York Times basically studying their blogs, and they said, this idea that some countries are more dangerous than others, that some cultures are more dangerous than others, that some cultures are more violent towards women, is a racist, bigoted myth invented by ignorant Westerners. And literally in every blog they made allusions to this belief, despite the fact that also in every blog they were basically getting harassed in all these Muslim countries that they visited. In one case, the guy literally got almost crushed up against a vehicle because they wouldn't let him cross the road on a bike. Hitchhiking Iraq, that was another case featured in my video. There was an Israeli woman who, again, hitchhiked across the Middle East to prove that Islam was a religion of peace, ended up getting raped and strangled to death in Turkey. There was a woman in Sweden who, again, was a big proponent of migration. She was kidnapped after getting off a train, raped, and her body was dumped in the woods by a failed asylum seeker. So, again, we see a trend here, and it's largely based on the fact that a lot of these leftists travel the world not knowing that the world is a dangerous place. They think that they can impose their worldview on the rest of the world and that the rest of the world will just go along with it, when in reality that is not the case. So potentially another tragic example of that. Meanwhile, in Germany, man yells Allah Akbar at funeral of German woman murdered by Muslim boyfriend. So basically, there was a white German woman named in the media as Cynthia R. They don't use their full surnames in German media, who married a Muslim migrant who was about to be deported. When this Muslim migrant, named as Ahmed T, tried to convince his girlfriend to travel to Tunisia with him to leave Germany, he viciously stabbed her with a kitchen knife through the neck, lungs, hands, and in her back more than 10 times. So then the local population there in Worms, Germany, had a funeral march. 500 people marched to the funeral. As soon as they got to the funeral, a man rushed to the front of the church, shouted Allah Akbar with his arms outstretched, which of course means God is great in Arabic, but it also is routinely shouted by Islamic terrorists before they carry out violent attacks. 20 of the attendees to this funeral rushed out of the church. They were distraught. They were crying. The police eventually arrested the man, and then the media blamed it on a bad joke or a confused individual. So again, you had a woman, white woman, German woman, marrying a Muslim man. He forced her into a hijab. He asked her to move to Tunisia with him after he was about to be deported. Viciously killed her. And then somebody else, presumably possibly somebody that knew the perpetrator, basically ruined her funeral, terrified dozens of attendees, and the media reported it as just a bad joke. That's what's going on in Germany. Migrant crime is, again, on the rise. Violent crime is on the rise. 90% of it is due to migrants, according to the government's own statistics. Cultural enrichment intensifies.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world and seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. I'm going to get into some more news stories here in a second. First, I want to tell you about the massive discount we've got on bodies available right now at InfowarsLife.com. This is the nutritional supplement for joint support, mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Also, a lot of studies relating to depression and mood elevation, which we don't make claims for, but you can independently go and look at those for yourself. This is a medicinal herb used for thousands of years. Turmeric is one of the most studied ingredients known today. After a long search for the perfect turmeric formula, we finally got enough bodies back in stock to provide to our fellow Info Warriors for 50% off. This is available right now, 60-day supply, auto-ship available, massive deluge of positive reviews, 4.9 out of 5 right there, you can see it. And it's now available for a 60-day supply, big, fat box of bodies for $29.95. That is 50% off for the joint support, the mobility support, flexibility support, inflammation support, and immune support. Bodies available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Alpha Power at 50% off. This is the most recent in our line of male vitality formulas. It's currently 50% off to help you take charge of your energy once again. As you age, your body can lose testosterone at rates of about 1% to 2% each year, and then you turn into a soy boy. That's why we worked hard to make an affordable solution to the greatest pop problem of age, and the incredible ingredients in this formula will help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that reduced energy and change in mood that often comes with time and age. That is Alpha Power, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Get it today. Now, staying on cultural enrichment news, in Europe, 800-year-old church heavily vandalized in French no-go suburb Saint-Denis. Remember, this is one of the areas where the Paris massacre suspects hid out after the attack. Now, the Basilica of Saint-Denis, built in 1135, was heavily vandalized last week, with vandals smashing stained glass windows and severely damaging the nearly 200-year-old organ. So it appears as if somebody had actually broken into the church beforehand, hid inside the organ, smashed their way out of it, and then smashed up some ancient stained glass windows in this beautiful basilica, which is located in the middle of a migrant no-go zone. I wonder who the prime suspects could be. This was also the site of a left-wing raid of the church, I think that was a couple of years ago, where they teamed up with migrants to raid the church in protest against a law that would have curbed illegal immigration. Saint-Denis has 400,000 illegal immigrants living there. This is one area of Paris. One area of Paris has 400,000 illegal immigrants living in it. And now the beautiful Basilica of Saint-Denis has been vandalized. I wonder who the prime suspects might be. Swedish Islamophobia expert turned ISIS fighter arrested in Syria. Swedish-Norwegian Islamophobia expert turned Islamic State jihadist. Yeah, the government of Sweden actually hired somebody to be the expert on Islamophobia and to lecture everyone else about being mean to Muslims. He joined ISIS. That was his next career step. You know, they also had a cultural expert who basically said that Swedish culture was trash. They appointed him as the head of their cultural heritage board. But the government Islamophobia expert who lectured everyone about being mean to Muslims, who literally went on to join ISIS and went to Syria to fight alongside Islamic terrorists, has now been arrested by Kurdish forces in Syria, with sources claiming Norway wants to prosecute the extremists. The 33-year-old, born in Sweden to Norwegian parents, was captured this week in the village of Baghuz, in one of the very few remaining areas under any form of Islamic State control, Swedish newspaper Expressen reports. So he was literally the government expert on Islamophobia, joined ISIS, now they finally caught him. Also, as these final ISIS areas fall in Syria, jihadi brides yell Daesh slogans amid battle for last stronghold in Syria. This is out of Sputnik. So, of course, we've got this entire debate in the UK over allowing in literal terrorist wives. Not just wives, but actual open ISIS supporters, like the woman with the baby recently was received widespread platform, positive, sympathetic platform, Miss Begum, to return to the UK, despite the fact that she said she saw severed heads in trash cans, but that they deserved it because they were enemies of ISIS. These are the people who the left-wing media are lobbying to allow back into the UK. Now we have Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces continuing their offensive in the Syrian city of Baghuz, and a video, which is in this news article, showing Daesh brides still loyal to the self-proclaimed caliphate, yelling abusive words and saluting the terror group. So the video basically shows them throwing water bottles at media people, insulting people, shouting Bakia, which is from ISIS. They call it Daesh. Why anyone calls it Daesh, I've got no idea. It's just confusing. It's ISIS, okay? So they're yelling the ISIS slogan Bakia, Watamad, which is translated as remaining and expanding. Yeah, not really. You're being wiped out systematically. Verbally abusing journalists and throwing water and bottles at the camera filming them. Over the weekend, the Daily Mail reported that foreign jihadi brides have been isolated from other female refugees in the Al-Hol camp in northeast Syria since they tried to assault the infidels for not abiding by the laws of the self-proclaimed caliphate. So when they go on their media blitz, they claim to be reformed characters and that they're leaving it all behind, when in actual fact they're still assaulting the infidels, shouting ISIS slogans and throwing bottles at cameramen. So no, you can't come back in. Sorry. That's going on in Syria. We also have more tech news now. I spoke about Trump talking about big tech censorship earlier, which he acknowledged but said he would do nothing about. He said, just be good. Well, now YouTube changes search algorithm to suppress criticism of Brie Larson and Captain Marvel. We've spoken about this many times before. Anytime YouTube wants to break its own search engine, it merely classifies a subject as news. So as soon as it drops into that news category, a wall of mainstream media search results appear above every other independently made video, which is kind of ironic given that it's called YouTube. They've gamed it to favor their corporate partners. So anytime they want to criticize, anytime they want to censor dissent against any cultural or media narrative, they just pick out a subject or a name and plop it in the news category. Then every other search result for this topic is buried beneath the wall of mainstream media results, which are obviously pushing the entirely opposite narrative. And they've done it once again. Google-owned YouTube changed their search algorithm last week to suppress criticism of Disney's Captain Marvel before its release on March the 8th. So you had a bunch of people making videos saying that this was just another warped identity politics, social justice warrior narrative, that this was a terrible film. They partnered with Disney, obviously had a call with Disney and said, get rid of this, and it was gone. And remember, Google, YouTube changed their search results, routinely changed their search results, their YouTube search results, YouTube being the second biggest search engine in the world, in response to complaints by left-wing journalists. Slate complained about the fact that anti-abortion videos were appearing at the top of YouTube search results. Within hours, that was changed. They also made that change in Ireland before the Irish referendum. So you had them literally election meddling by changing search results, artificially amplifying others which carried the narrative above ones which didn't. So the article makes the point here. In less than 2 years' time, they've gone from we must suppress crisis actor conspiracy theories to we must suppress negative movie critiques of Disney propaganda films. And you have the same bizarre situation on Rotten Tomatoes, where you see the critic reviews, which are obviously half of them are getting paid off to give a movie good reviews. It's about, you know, them being in with the production studios, completely at odds with the user reviews. So you could get a movie review, a critic review on Rotten Tomatoes, which is like 85%. For the exact same movie, the user reviews, the punters, the people who have actually seen it, 30%. So it's a diametrically opposed. Everyone who sees it in the general public thinks it's a bad movie, most of the time because it pushes diversity and identity politics over having a good plot and characters who you care about, compared to the critics who are going to say it's great, whatever, because they're in on the media bandwagon. So now, no one can even tell what's a good movie anymore, because the difference is so vast on websites like Rotten Tomatoes, because these critic reviews are just on the bandwagon of pushing this identity politics narrative with Captain Marvel, with other movies in the past, with the female Ghostbusters. When the actual general public sees it, they trash it, and those reviews get buried, just as the YouTube reviews about this Captain Marvel film are now getting buried on YouTube. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news, Infowars.com. Coming up, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Don't go anywhere.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship.